Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Be a watchman. Ezekiel 3:16-21. And at the end of 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, in order to save his life, that wicked person shall die for his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, or from his wicked way, he shall die for his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. Again, if a righteous person turns from his righteousness and commits injustice, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because you have not warned him, he shall die for his sin, and his righteous deeds that he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the righteous person not to sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning, and you will have delivered your soul. When I was young, I could be a bit mischievous. If this was in a group setting, someone was the lookout to make sure no one was coming so we wouldn't get into trouble. In ancient times, a city would have a watchtower where there would be a watchman to give the city warning of trouble coming. It was of paramount importance that the watchman stayed awake, alert, and if there was trouble coming, would give the city immediate and clear warning of the coming invaders, so the city gates could be closed and the fighting men could take up arms and prepare for battle. Although this passage in Ezekiel is particular to Ezekiel and Israel at that time, the application seems clear for all times. God created us to live in harmony with Him and with the goodness that reflects His character. Anything outside of that is sin. As a prophet, Ezekiel was given the mandate to speak on God's behalf and warn his fellow Israelites of the impending judgment that God will enact on those who do not repent of their sin. Now, it might be easy to look at this passage and think God is harsh with both Israel and with Ezekiel. Why does God take sin so seriously that he would hold the prophet accountable for not warning others of God's intent to judge them for their sin? Let's flip the scenario more to the positive side, which I think is simply the other side of the same coin, and see that God has given us all the responsibility to be watchmen. In Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, it says, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" On one hand, it is good for us to see that God hates sin and that it is right for God to judge the sinner. We would never say that a judge in a court of law is a good judge if he let a murderer or robber go free. That would create chaos in society. So why do we want God to go soft on sin that destroys us? On the other hand, God gives us the responsibility and privilege to work on His behalf to tell people that God has made a way through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection that our sins would be forgiven and that new life in Jesus, which is marked by obedience to Him, is possible when we turn and surrender our lives to Him. In the work I do at Rock Solid Refuge with struggling teens, we boil it down to working to see maturity, responsibility, charity, honesty, respect, and obedience mark the lives of the teens we work with. As they struggle with being held accountable, we share the good news of God's forgiveness and His power to live the new life that He has for us. Let's all be watchmen, warning and discipling, walking alongside those God puts next to us, assuming they are next to us for us to help them come to faith in Jesus and enjoy freedom from sin and eternal life. Dear Lord, many times I feel hindered to share the good news that you offer forgiveness freely to all who will turn to you and just ask to be forgiven. Lord, help me see today that you want me to warn and disciple who you have put next to me, whether in my home, work, community, or church, to come alongside of. I love you and want others to come to know this love relationship they can also come into. In Jesus' name, amen.